Erin Beatty was out walking her dog when her phone rang with the news no one wants to hear: she had breast cancer. Beatty was diagnosed in September 2023, and what followed was months of emotional turmoil, tough decisions, and ultimately, strength found in knowledge and community. Now cancer-free after a full mastectomy in February of 2024, the Vancouver Island woman is sharing her journey and encouraging others to walk alongside her at this year's CIBC Run for the Cure, happening October 5th at the University of Victoria. "After the diagnosis, I had a lot of time to reflect," said Beatty. "It was incredibly tough, full of ups and downs, but the most important thing I did for myself was speak up and advocate. That advocacy started with research." She pored over every pamphlet and medical journal she could find. Her first surgeon presented one option for surgery, but Beatty wasn't satisfied with the path laid out. She pushed for a second opinion, a decision that may have changed the outcome of her story. "I read everything I could and made it a priority to understand what I was facing," she said. "When I got my second opinion, it really validated everything I had learned. A full mastectomy was essential. The cancer had become invasive, but the procedure they performed played a big role in helping me heal and move forward." Support came from every corner: her husband, kids, her dog, and a network of friends who showed up when it mattered most. "So many people went out of their way to support me in whatever way they could," she said. "It was incredibly eye-opening. It made me truly reflect on just how much those people mean to me." That sense of community led Beatty to last year's Run for the Cure, an experience that opened yet another door in her recovery. "I arrived with my husband not knowing what to expect," she said. "But I remember all these incredible women coming up to me, making me feel so welcome, and sharing some really meaningful conversations. From that moment on, the whole day became something truly special." The CIBC Run for the Cure is Canada's largest volunteer-led, single-day event supporting the breast cancer cause. Participants can walk or run either 1 or 5 kilometers, with funds going directly to the Canadian Cancer Society's research and support programs. Last year's run raised $165,000 in Victoria alone, and organizers are hoping to top $200,000 this year. Since 1992, more than $507 million has been raised to fund breast cancer research projects. More than 46,000 people participated across the country in 2024, with Victoria joining Prince George, Surrey, Vancouver, Abbotsford, Kelowna, Kamloops and Nanaimo as the 8 host cities in BC. With 1 in 8 women expected to face a diagnosis in their lifetime, Beatty says it's more than just a run. It's a symbol of strength, healing, and solidarity. "You can walk, run, or jog. Just show up," she said. "No matter what your story is, your presence and your fundraising make a real difference."